I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Graduate assistants at Yale are petitioning the National Labor Relations Board for union certification. This follows a recent decision by the NLRB that found that graduate teaching and research assistants at private universities are covered by labor laws and should be allowed to collectively bargain. Emily Sessions had just started a new semester teaching art to Yale undergrads when she was told that her teaching load would be doubled, but her pay would remain the same.
So it really showed me how opaque and often uneven the process for assigning teaching is, and how important it is to have ability to negotiate collectively for the terms of our work.
Graduate assistants from 10 Yale departments are asking the NLRB to certify its union, the Local 33 Unite Here. Fair pay, gender and racial equality, mental health care, and affordable child care are the key issues that a possible union would negotiate, says Aaron Greenberg, a Yale graduate student and chairman of the Local 33.
I mean, we're really excited to begin negotiating our contract and really changing our members' lives through that contract and really addressing the issues that have come up repeatedly that have not been solved by the administration and that I think we can begin to solve with a union.
Yale grad students unionized earlier this year, but the union has no power unless it's certified by the labor board. Public universities have long allowed graduate assistants to unionize. The University of Connecticut recognized its students' rights to collectively bargain in 2014, and just last year, they entered into a contract through 2018. The University of Massachusetts and the University of Rhode Island also have graduate assistant unions. Yale's longstanding position has been that graduate assistants are fundamentally students. University President Peter Salovey has said that although he disagrees with the NLRB's decision, it presents an opportunity for the school to talk about the pros and cons of graduate assistant unionization. Yale joined Harvard, Brown, MIT, Dartmouth, and four other universities in filing an amicus brief with the NLRB against unionization. David DeRoche, WNPR News.